Welcome back to Three Dudes, One Mic. As always, this is Brett Cortese sitting along with Justin Wheeler. Say hi, Justin.
Hello.
And Nick Nicholas. Say hello, Nick Nicholas.
You're nailing it so far.
Oh, man, I'm killing it. Slamming it. It's been a while since we last did this whole thing.
Especially me. You guys did a...
No, you were on the last one.
You were on the last one.
Yep, it has been a while, so glad to be doing it.
Lots of new things that not all of us are caught up on, so we will see how this goes.
Some of us have seen some things, some of us haven't finished some things, haven't caught up, and so we're just going with it. We're going with the flow, we're seeing what happens.
Before we get into all the shows, reminder, we do still have a website that someday will post on. 3dudes1mic.com, and we have a Twitter at 3dudes1mic, and email, Facebook, MySpace, Zanga, not real sure what we have at this point, but just had to jump in since you forgot there, Brett.
Oh, yeah, my bad, sorry, it's been a while, we're a little rusty, we had to take some time, some of us were gone, some of us had some medical.
We know, Brad. You had a shoulder issue.
Yeah.
That you don't follow the rules on, that you have another shoulder issue on.
Whatever. Right. What do you want to start with?
I would love
robot
to hear...
Robot finish while we were gone.
I was going to go a different direction, but we can go that way.
Let's
great.
Go your way.
No, I just listened to that podcast from director, creator, producer, whatever you want to call him, Sam Eshmel on The Watch. Season is finished, season two. Props to Rami Malek for winning an Emmy for season one. That was really awesome. I believe I won a prop bet from a long time ago. We're going to have to go check the archives.
No need. I've got them all right here. Okay, that was one award. Did Slater win?
I don't know if I double down on that.
Oh, no. You said they're going to win five categories. Best drama, best supporting actor, best... maybe it was the three. You said the three, I believe.
The songs.
We don't have to check the tapes.
You know who did win, though, for your best supporting? Beat your boy Slater. Your boy Mendelsohn.
Yeah,
for Bloodline.
I haven't even watched season two of Bloodline, so... But I am a big Ben Mendelsohn fan.
There's only, one more season? Season three or season four?
Yeah, so they can lose another billion.
And how do you spend $1 billion making that show?
Kyle Chandler has...
Have you seen Friday Night Lights?
Hey, speaking of, have you read TheRinger.com 10 years after the fact where everyone ended up?
I haven't had a chance to check that out.
I've got it pulled up in my phone. I just haven't read it yet.
So, Mr. Robot, yes, maybe I lost. I don't remember what I put in, but I was just happy he won. Overall, very weird, and I'm not sure in a good way or not. So, what were your thoughts?
Anticlimactic, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the biggest thing was, spoiler, Brett, potentially the main character trying to commit suicide.
That's
the biggest thing, right?
That's always...
And obviously, he's not going to be dead.
Right.
I mean, no, this time, he gave someone a gun and said, if anyone gets in your way, a.k.a. me, down the line, then shoot, stop it. Stop me or stop anyone. That was the biggest thing, right?
That
was
and that the FBI literally knows
everything. That was pretty interesting. I really... Brett's talked a lot about her in some of the past episodes. I thought that was really just the way they played that. I thought it was really interesting. I didn't see that one coming. It wasn't the biggest surprise, I guess, but that was probably one of the better parts of the last episode.
Yeah, I can't remember that actress's name. The FBI agent,
Gracie Gummer.
Yep. I thought she was one of the bright spots in a kind of dull season.
Yeah. So you haven't listened to the podcast with him. And if you haven't, anyone who is a Mr. Rock fan, you should go listen, because it's really interesting hearing, the guy behind everything sit and, you know, ask critics why, you know, he's been listening to the Watch podcast, so to ask, you know, why they didn't like certain parts of it, it's really interesting just to hear that dynamic. I mean, why do you think we went down this, you know, Rami Malek not really being a main part for half the season and kind of going down all these other storylines?
I guess because you're kind of pigeonholed with the Elliot storyline. You progressed it so much in season one, and you kind of revealed every mystery of him, that you had to expand it to have more than one season. And I don't know if that has to do with... I know that he said the movie he wrote was not... Season one was just kind of act one.
Yeah.
So... It didn't feel like that this season, that this was act two of the same movie to me. And I think maybe the 10 episode deal, maybe they need 6 episodes.
Yeah. So we're going down a dark path. Obviously it's a dark show and he's hacking, you know, they're hacking the world. The first season they set themselves up somewhat to be, obviously they're villains, but they're good villains because they're, the hackers are trying to take down the worst villains in Evil Corp and trying to make the world equal and right, and, you know, that's where we're at. And now we go from that to literally terrorism. Like, they're going to blow up a building.
Right.
Yeah. Which was foreshadowed. And supposedly there's one really big storyline that Sam Eshmal has been subtly throwing out there, because he says he doesn't hide things that no one's picked up on that he said in the podcast. Like, a really big thread. But so earlier in the season, in the dreams, there's a dream sequence where the whole family is eating dinner or eating in the middle of the street and the building falls down. I think that was like episode 3, 4, 5, somewhere in there. And then obviously that was foreshadowing to what was going to happen. So I guess I'm a little torn on, I knew it was dark, but I mean, it's almost not hacking anymore. So does that scare you in any way? Not because of what it is, but I'm saying, like, the show can now go anywhere.
I took some notes from that episode that you're talking about with the dream sequence. Yeah. First off, props to Joey Badass as Leon. He did really well.
Sam Eshmal says he will be always coming back.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah. That speech that he had on existence in that episode was really great. And then with that dream sequence, the harp and piano of Basket Case by Green Day was a nice touch. There are some others, but whatever. It was the whole chess game, the dark, the light versus evil, light versus dark, good versus bad.
Yeah, so then obviously that's him versus Christian Slater, and Christian Slater obviously is winning at the end of the season. But it's not hacking. Do you see? I mean, I don't really have a question there, but, like, I don't know. I hope we don't get out of our what we signed up for with season one.
No, I think we're far from it. But I mean, does that matter? Hacking was intriguing, but I still go back to the Elliot storyline was the reason I was hooked in season one.
Yeah,
they went completely away from it. Even for whole episodes, there was no. So I don't know.
I mean, there was so much of him in season one, and not a whole lot of anyone else. So you didn't really get to develop those characters in season one, so you've got to spend time to develop those storylines in season two and further those storylines. And, I mean, yeah, the Elliot stuff is a lot more intriguing, but, I mean, overall for the show, it's going to be better down the line.
Can we talk about the, oh gosh, not his sister, it's Portia Doubleday's character, what's her name? I don't have IMDb
pulled up.
Angela, when she gets kidnapped and has to play the game with the little kid, and White Rose comes in, I don't understand.
Another one of those things where it'll make sense, I'm sure he'll bring it all back, but that whole sequence was just bizarre.
I mean, yeah, like, I don't think it served a purpose.
In a bizarre show, it was...
I guess it did serve a purpose, because whatever she left from White Rose, she was on the other end of the phone after Elliot is shot, who Tyrell called,
mm-hmm.
and she was not floored or scared or anything. So, But I just didn't understand why you have to go down that weird storyline to bring her in with White Rose. So I guess that's kind of, I mean, honestly, I wish there was more to talk about for a whole season recap. I'm sure we're missing a lot, but I think season 3 will probably be a lot more eventful. And he said they're actually going to start writing and working on stuff here in like 2 or 3 weeks. So we will see what happens.
Yeah, I'll watch it. It's not, I mean, I think last year is my favorite new show. Now it's out of the year so far. It's probably down to like 5 or 6 of my, what I've watched so far.
Yeah.
But I'll definitely be back.
Yeah. I don't think any of them will be up for, I don't think any of the show will be up for
no prop bet this time?
No, I don't think any of them will be up, sadly.
You don't think Rami's gonna
I don't know what episode you would submit for him. I wish they would have brought Craig Robinson back at the end of the season. Obviously, they didn't really need to because his character was done. I just really liked him in the show. Just going to throw that out there. I do want to hear you guys were texting a couple days ago, kind of changing subjects. I haven't watched it yet, so I'm interested to hear. Been a lot of buzz for the last, really, couple years on Jonathan Nolan's Westworld premiered.
Yeah, good and bad buzz.
Yeah. So it got pushed.
They shut down production for a while.
Yeah.
Rewrites and reshoots. And for years now, it's been kind of a buildup, and it almost seemed doomed. Kind of like, oh, I watched it, Tyrant. That was like the biggest TV show for 2 or 3 years, and it had so many troubles coming out, it turned into... I did see they're canceling it finally.
Yeah.
So I bet your little brother's sad, but was he still hooked on it?
I don't know.
But yeah, finally premiered on Sunday. One of the most cinematographically beautiful.
Did he TV work shows. On the other movies with Christopher?
Yeah, he was a co-writer on all the Batman movies and on Inception and on. Oh, what was the Matthew McConaughey one?
Matthew McConaughey one. You mean
Interstellar?
Interstellar.
Oh.
But yeah, and so it's the other brother, and well, the two other Nolan brothers are co-running this together, essentially.
Oh, I didn't know there's two of them.
Yeah, there's a third.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's two Nolans working on it. What's his name? Is the showrunner?
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
And then his wife is the co-writer.
But I gotta say, I was enthralled by it. It was 1 hour 15, and it felt like it was about 30 minutes. Yeah. I couldn't look away. It had the scope of Game of Thrones almost to me, which is the easy comparison. But what'd you think?
I loved it. It was really, really interesting. Really intriguing from the get-go. There are so many questions that I have about this show. Obviously, I'm going to have a lot of questions because J.J. Abrams is involved in some way, but I thought the performances were really good. The tone and the cinematography was incredible. And the music was outstanding. There was a scene that was scored by a cover of Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. And in like a full orchestra cover. And it was incredible. Because it was a very big scene. It was this big shootout scene.
It was a player piano, wasn't it?
Yeah. The second time where they had a cover was of a Rolling Stones song, and that was during a big shootout and like robbery scene. But it's gonna be really interesting. I think the best storylines that I'm looking forward to are the people that run the park.
So back up. I don't think we've actually explained what it is.
So, it's a new show on HBO centered around a theme park, essentially, for adults, for extremely wealthy adults, where you go into this Western world, Westworld, if you will, and you can go in, and it's kind of like what happens in Westworld stays in Westworld, and you can go and you can hang out and play sheriff and go hunt down the bad guy. You can go spend the weekend fishing and riding horses. You can go murder people. You can go...
Does someone act, like, if you get murdered, though, do you die?
So go ahead.
So it's populated by these things called hosts, and they're robots. And you shoot a host, and it'll bleed out and die, and the next day it'll start over. But they cannot harm you. So you're a god, essentially, in this world of extremely human-like creatures.
They are pre-programmed to specific... They have, like, multiple different storylines that they follow and scripts that they follow, but they're allowed improvisation whenever they are being interacted by a human.
Okay.
Or what they call a newcomer.
So does things go sideways, one of these robots start...
Not in this episode.
That's probably going to be the premise.
That's what... So it's based on...
So it's, I've seen the show. It's Humans on AMC. It's a good show.
Yeah.
It's based on a movie from 1973, which was written by Michael Crichton, who did Jurassic Park, who wrote Jurassic Park. He's got a thing for parks. And in that movie, obviously, it's a much more condensed version. What happens is one of the hosts goes haywire, becomes sentient, starts killing newcomers, or humans. So...
Gotcha.
It's going to obviously go along the same lines, but... how they get there is going to be different, obviously. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
You've got a hell of a cast. Anthony Hopkins, Evan Rachel Wood, Ed Harris, James Marsden, and so on and so forth. A ton of people you know from this or that.
Mm-hmm.
The acting is incredible in it. I was blown away by the cinematography of this world that they...
It's outstanding.
It's on par with some of the most intriguing Game of Thrones episodes, cinematography-wise, and it's got to be the scope of it for TV is... Those are the two biggest worlds that we have, and they're
so unreal. The music is done by the same guy that does Game of Thrones music.
Mm.
So... There you go.
Interesting.
Yeah, check it out. It's
well, I've been wanting incredible. To watch it. I just haven't had time the past few days, and so we'll see. Hopefully, it. I didn't really look to see if there was any ratings or if anyone like from HBO has commented on it since it got pushed. But it'll be interesting to hear. I haven't listened to any podcast reviews on it too. It'll be interesting to hear what kind of Steppenwolf and all those guys say about it. But one that everyone loves. If we're done with Westworld.
Yeah.
New little show on FX.
Yep.
Called Atlanta has been really awesome.
It is... It is incredible. Like...
The best scene in the whole thing so far is when they're at the restaurant and she orders market price and he goes up to the bartender and asks him to run his bill because he just got something at market price.
Like, it's so real. Like, I can't relate to a lot of the issues and a lot of the themes that are going on or that happened to this character, but just to watch it, you can feel the realness of this situation. I mean, it's incredible. And for it to come from... I mean, Donald Glover's been around for a long time. He's been a writer for a long time, mainly a comedy writer. But his writing room is made up entirely of people who have never written before. And one of the main ones is his brother, Stephen Glover. And... The director has never made a show. Yeah. He's a music video director. He directed a lot of Donald Glover's music videos as Childish Gambino. But the cinematography in that is really, really great. And just the tone that they go for and the look and feel of it is really, really, really well done.
It's interesting hearing different people's takes on it, because the show, the premise is, you know, he wants to manage his cousin's rap career, and they, like, after the first part of the first episode, I mean, I think I'm one or two behind, they rarely ever touch on the actual, like, rap career. Every now and then they'll have a line or two, but all the storylines are, like, totally away from him getting a rap career. It's just all these random everyday storylines of whatever they want it to be. So you watch it, you have no idea what the show's going to be about.
No.
They're not advancing the premise of the show. No. And it's totally fine.
The entire setup of his cousin being a rapper, a paperboy, and getting a little bit of fame, internet fame, it's really been pushed to the background. Like, it's still the driving theme of the show, but it isn't the main story. I've seen it compared somewhat to a Seinfeld-esque show, just a show about nothing. But it's intriguing, and it's one that you want to watch constantly.
It has a lot of Louis's writing style in it. Not anywhere close to, like, I'm not saying it's the same show or anything like that, but I think the way it's carried out reminds me a lot of Louis.
Yeah.
And maybe Better Things. I'm sure we'll talk about that. But I never watched Community. I've been a fan of him. I know, Brett, did you watch Community, Nick, episodes?
Not Yahoo.
Yeah, I watched the new ones.
Didn't watch the Yahoo stuff.
Yeah.
Heard it was trash.
But I think this is probably, from FX standpoint, they've done really, really well, Fargo and everything like that. But outside of the miniseries, because I'm counting Fargo and OJ and all that, like, their actual returning shows, this might probably compete for one of the best ones they've done. If early, because it's the first season, but I would imagine it's going to be around for a while.
That's staying on.
Yeah, that's a recurring
flagship.
Yeah.
Instead of being pushed to FXX.
I guess that's true, yeah, because You're the Worst.
You're the Worst and Sunny and...
But I'm thinking all in of viewership, awards in the future. I mean, I would imagine this is probably going to be one of the ones that will be one of the better ones they've done in a long time.
The Darius character, played by Lakeith Stanfield, is one of my favorite characters on television right now. It's just the randomness of it and the things that he says and does is just incredible. I mean, you get your first glimpse of him in the first episode, and he's standing around a corner of this apartment in an apron holding a plate of cookies and a knife, and then offers a cookie to Donald Glover. I mean, and then later in the episode, he asks Donald Glover's dad if he can measure his tree, and gets sad, legitimately sad, when his dad says, maybe another time. Because that basically means no. The writing in this is incredible. And the subtlety of it, just there are little subtle gags in the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the episode where they go on the drug deal.
I have.
His professional, his business attire that he wears, just the turtleneck and the sport coat and the chain, and he handcuffs the briefcase because it's more professional. That's incredible. Like, who would think of that? Because, like, you just imagine. I mean, he saw it in a movie, or they saw it in a movie, and they were like, yo, I think this would be really funny if we had this character do this because it makes him look more professional.
Yeah.
Like, it is one of my favorite shows that's come out in a few years. I mean, it's just really, really, really well done. I can't wait for more.
We'll see. And I mean, I think obviously he'll stay with us for a while, but this will probably open up a lot of other things for him with getting pulled different directions, so hopefully he can stay with it. And it'll be interesting to see him be total, kind of changing subject, in Spider-Man, not as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Whenever he tried being Spider-Man a few years ago.
The internet tried to get him to be
Spider-Man. Yeah, but he got behind it,
too. He got on board with it, yeah.
So I want to take a step back.
He does, in a way, he is. He voices Spider-Man in one of the cartoons.
True, he does. Before we talk about better things or anything else, so we don't forget, because Nick hasn't talked in a while, I have recently started catching up on
Do you have an apology for anyone?
I've been recently catching up on a new show old show. I believe it just finished its fourth season a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Ray Donovan on Showtime. Oh, yeah. It's really good.
If only somebody would have told you that 4 years
ago. It's a really fun show.
Tell me about it.
I do. So I've only finished season one. I'm a few episodes in on season two. We started watching at least two or three a night, and then Kirby went out of town, and so I couldn't watch it until she got back. So we've slowed down a little bit, or we probably would have already been done by season two at this point, or with season two at this point. It's a really fun show. Season one, from hearing you talk and somewhat not reading ahead, but like just in general of the show, he's a fixer, but I think that storyline starts to change in the future because he's got connections with his family, to the Boston Mafia, different things. This is going to sound weird. I think the reason I like it so much is it's in the same realm in my mind as Entourage. Not the same story, but I'm saying like...
Same town, for sure.
Can you let me finish and make my point?
Sure.
Like, we loved Entourage because we don't think that happens every day to people, but we think that that is somewhat of real life for some really famous, crazy people. In the same time, people in that realm can get away with a lot more things than normal people can. And so, not that every storyline is like could truly happen, but
kind of.
I'm saying in the same realm. I think that's why it's so interesting. Is it's not real, but you want it.
Sure.
To be real. Yeah. Some of the storylines don't want to be real, but you know what I mean. And I think what's interesting to me is Liev Schreiber is really good in it. I really like the brothers a lot. Bunchy at first, I wasn't sure, but I just feel really bad for him. But the guy. I really like that, you know, he's really come around a lot, and you know, it's me liking him. But I also like the guy, all the people that Schreiber works with. The really jacked what's his name? Avi.
Avi's
and great. Then the girl from House of Cards, Lena, just the way they all interact. Not a big fan of the kids, they annoy me. I could do away with them. Especially the girl.
Yeah.
But that's about my only complaints. It's really good. Brett, you should watch it. It's really fun, and it's pretty easy to get through. So probably in a couple more weeks, and I'll be all the way caught up, I would imagine.
So I want to quote you real quick. I didn't do the Emmys preview because I was out of town. You guys did one? "This has got to be the worst crop of lead actors I've ever seen. Right? Liev Schreiber? Again? I mean, I know that, like, a few people enjoy that show, but, like, that doesn't deserve to be nominated."
I don't think I said that.
Rebuttal?
That's a great impression, by the way.
Thank you.
Spot on.
I should have said, Liev Schreiber?
Screeber.
Screeber?
I don't think I said that.
Oh, we have to go back. We can check the
check tape. Check the archives. I don't think I said that. I may have been just talking off the cusp from ripping off Andrew Greenwald's podcast, like, many other times. But it's fun. I figured you'd get a kick, so I had to bring it up.
Appreciate
that. So once I get all the way caught up, we can do a lot more in-depth conversation about it.
This would have been really beneficial 2 weeks ago.
Just had to throw it out there. Maybe eventually I'll get around with Game of Thrones as well.
Can't wait to debate season one of Game of Thrones in 6 years. It's going to be awesome.
Once it's over. So I'd like to go back to FX and talk about You're the Worst. I know you guys aren't cut out. You're catching up.
I would like to. That's on the list for sure. I watched season one.
Yeah. So they continue their hijinks. And it's continuing to just be over the top, but also super endearing. The last episode they had, the entire season, and it goes back to last season, you see Edgar in this kind of like beginning this kind of downward spiral, and it culminated last week. They had an entire episode devoted just to him, and it was heartbreaking, like legitimately heartbreaking. And but it was still like incredible. Like at the end, the entire episode, you just feel so sad about everything that's like the whole relationship with the two main characters, the Gretchen and Jimmy characters, and how they treat him. And because you're seeing it from his point of view, but how they did it was really great, because they kind of take you into his mind, living day to day with PTSD.
So did they backtrack, or it was just still a new episode through his eyes, or did they, you know what I mean, retell something through
his? They retold the story from, or they redid the day from the week before, the episode before. So they go back, and so you see everything that happened in that last episode, but you're seeing it through his eyes and in his head. And the contrast of that episode from other episodes is huge. But it's still really, really, really good. And it's got a really great message.
Yeah.
And it's, again, a very serious issue that they're talking about and finding a way to have comedy in it. And just how they're able to toe the line between over the top and not enough is incredible. They do it perfectly. Stephen Falk is great. I mean, this is a really good show, and it continues to be a good show. And if you haven't watched it, I highly recommend watching it. So,
yeah. I'm enjoying getting caught up.
How far back are you now?
I have two or three left in season one. Almost there.
Is this season three right now?
Season two.
This is only season two still?
Yeah.
Really?
No, season three.
It's season three. I was going to say it's season three.
Yeah, season three.
Season three.
I have two or three episodes left in season two.
The best thing was whenever you texted me after you finished the LCD sound system episode. This is much in the same vein as that episode. Mm. Where you see it from another perspective. So, it's really good. Can you get caught up?
I will do it.
Nick, before we started, you also spouted off some shows I don't think Brett or I have been watching that are new.
Yeah, I just want to give a bump to a few shows that I've been enjoying. Very different shows.
Big Bang?
No, I have not been enjoying a second of that.
New Girl? That's also not been good.
Yeah, it's
been alright.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine crossover coming soon, though.
Yeah, it's weird.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine's been really funny. Anyway, go on.
So, Cinemax has a new TV show out called Quarry. It's been three episodes so far. It's probably my favorite thing on TV right now. It's a real grungy, violent, extremely... grungy is the best word I can use for it. Show. I'll give you a quick synopsis, so I want you guys to check it out and we can talk about it. Remember when I bumped Ray Donovan? I'm doing this for you now so you can get on before you're four seasons behind. It's about this guy. This pilot opens up. He's landing in Memphis from Vietnam. He's a soldier just getting back in the 70s. And we all kind of know how that turns out. He's welcomed very poorly by everyone. He can't get a job anywhere, blah, blah, blah. He ends up being approached by this mysterious guy called the Broker and offered a job for a lot of money to become a hitman, essentially. And him and his friend, who served together in Memphis, or in Vietnam, both were living in Memphis together, and they both kind of get hired. And that's where all reluctantly hired. So I'll leave it kind of at that, and I want you to check it out. It's so grungy and dark, and but the acting is incredible. It's starring a guy from a movie I know you really like. His name is Logan Marshall Green. He's from Prometheus. Yeah. He's awesome. It's written by the guy that did
Rectify,
I believe. Rectify, which was also a Cinemax show, right?
No, that was Sundance.
Sundance. So it's his new show, and I know I never watched that one, but I know it was always kind of a darling of critics. But
yeah, everyone loves it. It's about to finish just the last season. Yeah, I've heard a lot about it.
The writing's awesome. The acting is great. And just the world is so fascinatingly dirty 70s post-Vietnam. Like, it's always sweaty. Everybody's always covered in sweat and just like... It's great. Check it out. And I'd like to talk about it sometime.
Yeah.
Only about 2.5 hours you gotta watch.
All right, I should do that before
I'd heard about it from one of the Ringer podcasts, one of the Watch podcasts, and I'd planned on watching it, but I just haven't gotten around to it. And then I saw a featurette on it whenever I was on one of the movie channels the other night, and I liked the look of it.
Quit that.
Nick, get that. Stop. Why are you doing that?
Sorry, I've been squeaking. Check that out before it becomes a hassle and you're never going to watch it. Because you're like, oh, well, it's on season 2 now, so I'm not going back. So watch it now before we get too far. I think there's only 8 episodes in season 1. So, about to start the back half. Watch that, everyone out there. The other one I kind of want to bump is Better Things on FX again. It's, what's her name?
Louis' work wife.
Pamela Adlon, who you know from Louis and a bunch of other things. It's really the feminine Louis. She's a single mom. She's got 3 kids. It's so entertaining. It's in Hollywood. You get a ton of cameos. It's not as good as Louis, obviously, but he's a writer and producer on it.
Has he cameoed yet?
No, he hasn't, but I'm sure that's inevitable. Check it out. I think it's just gotten better every episode. So.
Sounds good. Is there any other... There's some new shows probably still continuing to premiere this month, but that's kind of all the ones that have come out so far, right?
Yeah.
Because I have some upcoming movies I want to touch on real fast.
I do want to bring something back for you. I watched the pilot finally for Stranger Things.
Oh, you've only watched the pilot?
Only watched the pilot.
What's your thoughts?
I loved it. I wanted to keep going, but I was watching it with Jordan and she was ready to be done.
You're going to get halfway through. I mean, you're hooked really fast, but like it gets better every episode. Like I don't. Then usually I'm annoyed by like kid actors, and they're all phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, all the acting seems great. David Harbour.
Yeah, he's really good.
I really enjoyed him in this. I'm excited to see.
Well, I'm excited to
see where it goes.
See, there's one that we're because you have you
no,
watched?
No, I watched.
Are you done?
Oh yeah, we watched that in like 2 or 3 days.
Let's come back and do a special here in about 2 weeks.
All right.
So I'm on the other end. I watched part of the first episode.
You need to keep going.
And I just couldn't get into it.
Need to keep going. It's worth it.
I just
with. All the weird stuff you watch, that shocks me. Well, we'll circle back to that for sure. Some interesting movie news, not really news. We are getting, this weekend, Birth of a Nation. So that's pretty interesting that we're getting that so quick. And Girl on the Train, getting not very good reviews. Deepwater Horizon, surprisingly getting really good reviews. I've seen Sully. It's highly recommended. I'm surprised Nick hasn't seen it since Tom Hanks is his favorite actor.
You always say that. Just because
you're the only person who wanted that movie to win all the Oscars, and I still really want to see Magnificent Seven. I also really want to see Don't Breathe. I'm just spouting all these off because literally the movies have sucked for the past 6 months.
Whoa.
And then what?
Mr. Blockbuster over there wasn't happy with the slate this summer.
I'm pretty excited. People have been knocking it. They don't think the premise looks cool, but I'm really excited for The Accountant.
I think it looks good.
Directed, I never saw it, but everyone loved The Warrior, so I don't know why people are already down on this movie by that director with Ben Affleck. So be good. I'm just excited to hopefully start going to the movies again. It's been a while.
A bunch of new trailers came out this week that look pretty intriguing. One I watched today that looks really good. Peele. What's his first
name? Oh, the horror movie. Yeah, the horror movie. Yes.
Which has Lakeith Stanfield in it.
Yeah, I think that one looks really good. But yeah, there's starting to get into good movies. I'm excited.
I didn't realize another Mark Wahlberg premiered Patriots Day. Did you watch that?
I just saw that too.
That, and then Jackie. So it'd be interesting to see.
There's a trailer for the new McConaughey movie that looks pretty good.
The Gold?
Gold. That kind of looks like
Wolf on Wall Street, kind of.
Meets American
Hustle.
Hustle, yep.
Yep. I thought that too. It'll be interesting to see this year with movies with the Oscars, with Birth of the Nation. I don't think that has any chance now, even how good the movie probably is, just with all the extra stuff surrounding the movie.
Yeah, it's a real bummer.
So really it's probably gonna be pretty wide open for the Oscars next year. And so if you can push anything to December, I think anything has a chance at this point. So
might leave it open for Hell or High
That's
Water.
What I was just about to say.
Yeah.
And I'd be really happy, especially for a movie that came out middle of the year, which usually kind of get overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe they'll get recognized. That'd be really cool, but we'll see what happens. That's about all I got. Maybe we'll do some re-ups from a while ago with Stranger Things and Ray Donovan for the people that are still catching up on those shows.
I like it.
There's a lot more Netflix stuff coming out soon. I think, is Luke Cage actually out?
Yeah, Luke Cage came out on Friday.
That and then the new Black Mirror series will start rolling out in the next month or two. Do you guys didn't watch Black Mirror?
I watched them all.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be out. So I'm interested to see that, which is kind of the more present day actors and actresses doing those.
Yeah. Halt and Catch Fire is back, and she's the star of one of those episodes.
That's right.
Mackenzie Davis.
So that'll be really, really cool. I still haven't seen, I think it's finally on Netflix. Oh, I'm sure it is. I never watched the John Hamm one. I need to do that.
Very good.
Before it starts. So I think that about does it. Hopefully we can do this sooner rather than another month from now.
Yeah, let's all watch some similar things like Westworld and Quarry. And
I will 100% watch Westworld, hopefully watch Quarry. I've sacrificed Ray Donovan to do that.
Well, that's okay. You're already 4 years late, so what's another week?
Well, it's been fun. Thanks for listening.
Have a good one.
Yeah, thanks, guys.